This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Black political leadership is changing. Some leaders who worked their way up during the civil rights era are ending their careers, and new politicians born a generation later are taking office. Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker is one of those new leaders. In 2002, he went through a bruising campaign against then-Mayor Sharp James. James had been in power for 20 years. Booker lost that race against James, which was chronicled in the award-winning documentary Street Fight. But 4 years later, Booker won City Hall. Mayor Booker, great to have you on.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be back in touch with you after these years.
Absolutely. So you have a lot on your plate. Your city has been through some tough times with murders. Economically, the entire country is hurting. I'm sure you're no exception. What is your agenda right now? If you had to sum up what it is you're trying to do with your city, give me a sense of that.
Well, we're focused on really three things. We want to become the national model for urban transformation in public safety, in economic empowerment, and in the nurturing, creating a city that's nurturing to children and families. So that's our focus, that's our obsession, that's our mission. And we're trying every day to push us further towards that goal.
We spoke just the other day with Douglas Palmer of Trenton, and he, like you, is part of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, the coalition. It's a problem, I'm sure, for both of you. What are you trying to do around gun violence in your city?
Well, we're trying to do an all-out fight against it. We came in on a rising violence in our city at a rate that was astonishing and very frustrating. But right now, we are having tremendous success employing a number of different strategies. In fact, we're probably about the top city in America right now for violent crime reduction. Our murders are down well over 40%. Our shootings are down double digits 2 years in a row. So we're doing everything from trying to empower people to make better life choices, whether they're coming home from prison or young people who are at risk, and then just trying to do things that are directly and aggressively confronting crime conditions before crime happens.
Do you see yourself as part of a generation of leaders? Obviously, Barack Obama right now is on just about everyone's minds, but there's many politicians who are, whether they're in Congress or mayors, governors, who are post-civil rights politicians. Do you see yourself as part of a cohort of African-Americans in leadership today?
Yeah, I think that there is a new generation of leaders coming up. The baby boomers have been at it for some time, and now the X generation, so to speak, is having their turn and beginning to ascend to leadership positions all over our country. So I feel a part of that larger generational cohort, and obviously as an African American, I'm very much cognizant of the struggles that came before me, of the sacrifices that came before me, and that in that sense, as an American and in particular as an African American, I have a continued obligation to kind of try to live up to that legacy, which is a difficult thing to do. But I think that me and a lot of my peers who I'm in contact with, it's something we're always trying to do.
Do you ever think people are unrealistic about your superpowers? And what I mean by that is everybody wants somebody to come to their house, fix the sewer system, make sure their kids get straight A's, you know, make sure that the trees don't have any mites on them. You know, you can have a whole list of things and imagine your life being perfect. And no mayor is going to fix all of that. When you have to deal with the challenges of this job, particularly dealing with an African-American constituency largely, do you find yourself up against this huge expectation that you can fix things that maybe you can't?
Well, look, I want to be clear always with my constituents that I'm no knight in shining armor. That if at the very best, I'm a reflection of my constituency themselves and fraught with challenges. I always say all men and women are mountain ranges. We all have peaks and all have valleys. So if there's some kind of expectation that I'm going to wave a wand and solve people's problems, that's absurd. But what I do want to have people understand is that we together, you know, as Stokely Carmichael used to always say, we are the leaders we've been looking for, that we together can create transformation. And my belief is that Americans in general and urban communities in particular have sold themselves short. I'm preaching all the time intolerance in my community, that we've come to tolerate way too much in terms of violent crime, tolerate way too much in terms of failing schools. And we've got to demand more, not only from our institutions, but demand more from ourselves. we can't be overwhelmed by our problems. We have to actually look within and realize that we have infinite potential within our own hearts. If we're just willing to do more, to engage more, to work more, to sacrifice more, to show the kind of collective struggle that our ancestors did to move us this far. So I expect nothing less than miracles, frankly. I wake up every day thinking that we can transform the world, that we can change it. And I demand it not only for myself.
Before we let you go, it seems like you are committed to dealing with things hands-on, whether it's the incident where a group of young people was shot. You could delegate a lot of things that you don't seem to. Is that something you're committed to, not just now, but throughout your time as mayor?
There's lots of things. You know, one that says, "Who you are, speak so loudly, I can't hear what you say," or St. Thomas Aquinas, who said, "Everywhere you go, preach the gospel, but only sometimes use words," or even Gandhi, who said, "You know, be the change you want to see in the world." I just want to live my values as best as I can, and if I want to be a leader, I want to lead more by example than just my words. So our biggest issue is public safety. So I'm very lucky to have some great detectives who are with me all the time, and you know, if they're going to be with me and they're cops, let me take them out with me into the middle of the night, into our streets, where the residents, I think, want me to be.
Oh, Mayor Booker, so glad we could talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All the best.
That was Cory Booker, elected mayor of Newark, New Jersey in 2006.